Either one of you young preachers got anything on your heart? Any one of Mike, Trey, Brandon? All right. Let's pray as he comes. And you have something on your heart to testify about, just follow the Lord. That's all we're here for, is to lift up his name. So pray as he comes.
I'm not going to be too long, I don't think. I just couldn't sit still. That song's talking about all the problems we go through. And I couldn't help but think about how much God has done for me in the thanking and how much God has brought me through. And God has laid some on my heart. I've been fighting for about 2 months. And most of you know, for 2 years, Bethany and I were down in Florida. And for 2 years, it felt like we were just straying further and further away from God. And yet God still provided and God still blessed us. And still God was always there. It just felt like I was just moving further and further away from him. And, luckily for Bethany, and I think it may be a bad thing for her too, is that I'm an eternal optimist. And I think that sometimes it's a little trying for her. You know, when things get rough, I'm always there to just say, it'll be all right. It'll be all right. And I could use my past experiences to say, it'll be all right. I like that song Casey sings, "The Past is a Promise." And I was going to have to sing it, but time got out of the way. But the past is a promise, how no matter what we go through, we can always have past experiences to lead us to a new revelation or might push us a little forward. And I'm just going to read real quick in 1 Samuel chapter 30. And I just want to preach a little bit about David, if we could. And here's David. He's at Ziklag. And while he's at Ziklag, he had to go fight a battle. He had to go fight the Philistines. He left his family. He left, and the men left their families, their wives, and their children at Ziklag, their temporary home, if you will, on this journey David was on as he was fleeing Saul. And so he's sitting at Ziklag, and they went and fought a battle with the Philistines. And when they went and fought this battle with the Philistines, they won the battle. And they were on their way home. And I can just imagine that after you get done with a battle or a victory, you want to go tell somebody about it. I know as a basketball coach, when I win, I want to go tell somebody. When I win, I want to go and I want to shout it to the rooftop, we won. Well, David and his men had just won a battle against the Philistines. And they were going to go tell their people about it. And as they were entering into Ziklag, what did they see? They saw destruction. They came upon destruction. Isn't that the way it is a lot of times as Christians? Sometimes we have a high, and then all of a sudden we're hit by Satan. How sometimes we go and we're fighting, and we win something with God, and then we go and our world is just turned upside down. The devil has gotten into our home once more. And I'm going to start reading, and I'm going to start in the first verse, and I'm just going to go where God will have me. In the first verse, "And it came to pass, when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day, that the Amalekites had invaded the south in Ziklag and smitten Ziklag and burned it with fire and had taken the women captives that were therein. They slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away and went on their way. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captives. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no power to weep. And David's two wives were taken captive, and Ahinoam and Jezreelites, and Abigail, the wife of Nabal, the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed." Yeah. Now think about this as it goes on. "For the people spake about stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God."
Amen.
I'm going to stop right there, and you can be seated. David encouraged himself. Now I can imagine, as you would, if you would, coming into the city and seeing all my world just turn upside down. And I have three beautiful children. I got a beautiful wife. And I can just imagine how David must have felt when he came into the city and just saw his whole family taken away from him. And what it must have felt like, you're at this pinnacle, this high, and you're at the top of your life, and you've got all these blessings coming down when you just defeated one of your greatest enemies. And then all of a sudden, you step into your house. Your house is supposed to be where you're safe. Your house is supposed to be where nobody can get you. He stepped into Ziklag and saw his world was just complete destruction, and his family was not there, but they were taken from him. But I do sense, I see a blessing in that, because it says that none of them were harmed.
That's right.
None of them were harmed. So you had something, some hope there.
Yes.
You had a little bit of hope. God gives us a little bit of hope sometimes in our trials. And Ziklag was burning, and all of his wives were taken, his kids were taken, and then his old men who had just won a battle with. Yeah. His old men who had won a battle with turned against him.
That's right.
And they spake about stoning him. Why? Because they were so grieved.
Yes.
And it said that they had wept until they could weep no more. I've been down before, and I talked to you guys about it, where all I could do was cry.
Yes.
Where all I could do was just lay there and just cry. I'd be in my car, and I'd be listening to songs, and all I could do was cry. There was nothing I could do. I felt so disconnected that I couldn't do anything but cry. But God knows what we're crying about. God knows what we're crying about. And it says that David encouraged himself in the Lord and in his God. And I can just imagine what David must have said to himself. He must have gone back to some battles he fought with God before. He must have said, you know, one day when I was a child, a lion came to take my sheep.
Yeah.
And a bear came to take my sheep.
Yeah.
And what did I do? I grabbed it by the beard.
Yeah.
I got hold of it. And I smote it. And I recovered my sheep.
Yeah.
And then he said, you know what? I remember one time I stood before a Philistine named Goliath.
Yeah. Yeah.
And as I was standing before Goliath, and he spoke down upon me, and he saw how little of stature I may have been. And what did God do? He delivered me.
Amen.
And I remember one time when Saul threw a spear at me.
Yeah.
I got out of the way just in time. I can imagine how he said all of these battles. God, you've delivered me before.
Yeah.
And I know you're going to deliver me again.
Amen. Amen.
And after he encouraged himself, he remembered all the times that God had helped him, and he said to the Abiathar the priest, and Ahimelech's son, I pray thee, bring me hither the ephod.
Yes.
And Abiathar brought thither the ephod to David. And David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop?
Yeah.
He didn't. Shall I pursue after this troop? And then I like what he asked next. Shall I overtake them?
Yeah.
And God answered, pursue.
Amen. Amen.
Pursue. For thou shalt surely overtake them.
Amen.
And without fail, recover all.
Amen.
Amen. Woo! Not only will you go after them.
Yeah.
Not only will you catch up to them, but you will overtake them.
Yes.
And after you overtake them, you will recover all. Thank God today that you may be going through a valley. You may be going through some hard times, but God said, remember, I've taken you through these things. I've taken you from the bottom of the low, the lowest of the lows, and I've taken you to the top of the top.
Yeah.
I've taken you through all these things. I've shown you how I can defeat the lion, defeat the bear, defeat the giant, and I can defeat those who are going against you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I will surely take you through this.
Yeah.
And it didn't say, you know, you will recover some. It didn't say, you know what, you're going to get there, you're going to find something not worth taking. But it said, you shall recover all.
Amen.
In your life today, there may be times that it may be like, well, I just hope I get through this battle. I just hope I get through it. God is not somebody who just gets through things.
Amen.
We just don't pass by. When we go through something, we overtake it.
Right.
When we go through it all. God, when he parted the Red Sea for Moses, he didn't just part a little bit away so he could walk through the to your knee tops. No, God, when he parted the Red Sea, he will make it to where they can walk on dry land. God, when he makes you have a blessing, he doesn't do it part way. God gives you a whole blessing so that you can say, look what my God did for me.
Amen.
See, a lot of people, they could have said, you know what, that was just a low tide that they walked through. No, that wasn't low tide. That was God who made it possible to walk through the Red Sea. And there are times, and it seems like all of us go through these valleys, and after we get through one, we get to the mountaintop, Satan is waiting for us.
Yeah.
Satan is waiting for us. But we can go back and encourage ourselves.
Yeah. Yes.
That's right.
When we can go back and encourage ourselves, that's when we can truly see what God has in store for us.
Amen. Yeah.
When we get through this valley. I've had the opportunity to travel this country. I've had an opportunity to go through a lot of states. I guess I was just blessed by God to be able to do it. When you're going through Kansas, it feels like the longest state in the world.
Yeah.
It feels like the longest state in the world. You you're driving through it, and every house looks the same. You know, there's no ups, there's no downs, there's no turning left and right, it's just straight. And it's boring. And you can't wait to get through it. That's sometimes like these valleys.
Yeah,
just dry. You don't know where you're going to get a stop again. You don't know where you're going to fill up at. Where's my filling station? Where's the rest area? Where can I get to God? And then you hit Colorado. Oh, the majesty of God can be seen in Colorado.
Yes.
When you hit Colorado, the mountains start to peak over the horizon, and you can see what God has in store for you.
Yeah.
That's how God presents things sometimes. Sometimes we can just catch a glimpse of what we're going towards. And that's what David was talking about. So I pursue what I see. Can I pursue it? And as you drive and you keep driving through Colorado, you start hitting some curves to get through the hills that start to form. And you see the river start winding.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, before you know it, you're on top of a mountain.
Yeah.
It doesn't take much. It seems like you're driving and you're curving. And you look out the window and you can just see the valley that you just went through. And you say, I remember when we went through that.
Yeah.
I remember when I didn't know where my rent was going to come from. I remember when I was sick and in the hospital bed. I remember going through all these things.
Yes.
But now look where I'm at.
Yeah.
But now look where I'm at. But then as you're going through the mountains, see, if you get to the top of another mountain, you got to come down the mountain you're on to go back up.
Yeah.
God sometimes puts us on the mountaintop just to see a bigger mountain we're going to get to. Just to see the bigger high we're going to get to. Oh, we're here now. I can't wait to get there.
Yes.
You see, as you go through Ziklag, and David was there for a little over a year, as you go through Ziklag, it was just preparing Larry. It was just preparing David for what he had in mind ahead of him. Because we learned that after he overtakes the enemy and recovers all, you see, I want to come back to that. As they were going to fight the enemy, they had 600 men. And on the way, 200 of them couldn't make the journey.
Right.
They were just too tired, too distraught, too weak to go on. David very easily could have said, you know what? Let's wait until they're ready. But now he said, you know what? You guys wait here.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. And not only did they recover what was the 400s, but they recovered the 200 that stayed
behind.
You see, the valley that you're going through, the mountaintop that you get to, guess what? You can bring that back. You see, God gives you a blessing, not just for you, not just for you, Dad, not just for you, Leonard, but He gives it for me too.
Yeah.
See, when God gives you something, it's not just for yourself, it's for the other people as well.
Yeah.
When God gives you something, don't hold it to yourself.
Yeah.
Don't be selfish.
Tell somebody.
That's right. Tell somebody. I like that song too. Go tell it on the mountain.
Yeah.
Go tell where everybody can hear you.
Yeah.
Go tell it where everybody can hear what God has done for you.
Amen.
Why? Because you'll be a blessing to somebody else. God gives us these valleys and these mountaintops, not just for you, but for somebody else.
Yeah. Right.
See, when David went through Ziklag and when he defeated the enemy, he did it not just for him, and not just for the people who were fighting with him, but for other people as well.
Yeah, that's right.
You see, God knows what He's doing.
Amen.
When we don't know what He's doing. I bet those people, I can just imagine David's men.
You see, I can't help keep going back to coaching. But I can just imagine David's men, they're down.
Yeah.
You know, they're really down.
Yeah.
All their families were taken, their possessions taken. They don't know what's going on, they're down. And David now has a plan.
Yeah.
We're going to go get him. Now I bet some of them were in there, just like any locker room. I bet some of them were sitting there going, I don't know about this guy. I don't know what you're talking about, David. We just got done fighting. I'm tired. I'm weak. How can we do it? God can do it. It's not you doing it. It's God doing it.
And I go back to David's old things. You know what? When he was before Goliath, he told him, look, God, my God will deliver me. My God is going to be the one who defeats you.
I'll be all along in this hall trying to provide you with it. I'm proven. But God is proven.
Yes.
You see, a lot of times in the world, they try to give you these self-help tapes, and they try to give you some so-called preachers who try to give you scriptures and try to give you stories, but they don't give you God as the answer.
Yeah.
You see, God is the only way to get through your valleys. But going back to it, David was being prepared for something bigger as he's going through Ziklag, right? You see, David, he defeated the Philistines, went back to Ziklag, destruction, went in pursuit.
Yeah.
Overtook him and recovered all.
That's right.
He got back. And then he heard a story. His best friend Jonathan had just been killed.
Yeah.
Saul, the one who's been pursuing him, had just been killed.
Yeah.
Now who's David? David now is going to be king of Israel. You see, God puts us through things to prepare for bigger things.
Yeah, that's right.
We may be going through a little valley now. We may have gone through a little bit of a mountain and going back into a valley, but there's a bigger mountain on the horizon.
Yes.
God has a bigger blessing waiting for you. God has something bigger waiting for you. It may feel like there's no tomorrow. It may feel like there's no hope, but just look to the horizon.
Yes.
Just look to the horizon. You see, I'm driving from Kansas, and we got to Colorado. You know what I dreaded? Driving back.
Yeah.
I dreaded driving back. Not only because we had 120 teenagers with us, but because I just seen the mountains. And I had to go back through the valleys.
Yeah.
The dry, hot valleys. And you know, we got to a point, and I looked, and there were some dark clouds hovering over top of us. And the bus driver asked me, he said, "Do we want to stop?" And I said, "No, keep going." Because sometimes if you stay in the valley too long, a big storm can come and take you away.
Yeah.
Always be pursuing the mountains. And always go back to what God has done for you in the previous valleys.
That's right.
I can imagine how David must have felt. But it says when he went and he recovered all, they did rejoice. And they did thank God for it.
Yes.
And it says, and David recovered all that the Amalekites had carried away.
That's right.
And David rescued his two wives. And there was nothing lacking to them, neither small nor great, neither sons nor daughters, neither spoil nor anything they had taken to them. David recovered all.
Amen.
And David took all the flocks and the herds which they drave before those other cattle and said, "This is David's spoil." And David came to the 200 men, which were so faint that they could not follow. David, whom they had made also to abide at the brook Besor. And they went forth to meet David and to meet the people that were with him. And when David came near to the people, he saluted them.
Yes.
He had no hard feelings. He had no bitterness.
Yeah. Right.
He saluted them.
Yeah.
Then answered all the wicked men and men of Belial and those that went with David and said, "Because they went not with us, we will not give them aught of the spoil that we have recovered, save every man his wife and children, that they may lead them away and depart." Then said David, "You shall not do so. My brethren, which the Lord hath given us, who hath preserved us and delivered the company that came against us into our hand. For who will hearken unto you in this matter? But as his part is that goeth down to the battle, so shall his part be that teareth by the stuff, they shall part alike." See, God, David was a very humble man. David was somebody who was shared with his people. And I want to be like David. You see, I want to be like David. I remember that. I can go back in my life. And it doesn't take much for me to go back and say, "You know what, God, I know what you did for me. So I'll keep going for you." And that's basically all we're telling God is, "Look, you kept going for me, so I'm going to go on for you." See, I don't have to go far. Because the greatest thing, David, go back through all these battles.
Yes.
The greatest thing God ever did for me was the one battle I didn't have to fight.
Yes.
The greatest thing God ever did for me was the one time I didn't have to pick up the sword myself and go and fight. God saved my soul.
Amen.
And for that, I will ever be grateful.
Yeah.
And for that, I will always be in his debt. I will always be loyal to him because he saved my soul
when
I was just a sinner.
Yes.
And that's the enough. That's enough.
That's right.
To say, you know what, when God, when I get down, I can go back to when I was 8 years old.
Yes.
And I'm 30. It's 22 years ago. 22 years ago this week. And I give my soul to God.
Amen.
22 years ago this week, I gave my soul to the Lord. And I've always had tried my best to follow Him ever since. And ever since then, it's not been that I gave my soul to God and I just stayed even. God has given me so much.
Yes.
So much that I could never repay Him. So much that I couldn't thank Him enough. So much that I couldn't ever tell you in words what He's done for me.
That's right.
There's been valleys we went through. There's been some mountaintops. But God has always been there.
Yes.
And He'll always be there for you. And I'm going to end on this, and we can get a song of invitation. In case, if you would, we'll just sing Passes of Promise, if that's all right. You see, I can't help but go to the prodigal son when we talk about remembering. The prodigal son was straying away from his house, straying away from his family. The prodigal son started living in the world. And he spent all of his father's spoil, spent it all away on riotous living. Things that weren't right. Things that just weren't good. Things that didn't benefit him. And he was living so bad that this Jewish boy was working with the pigs. And that is as low as he did. And he may not have encouraged himself a lot, but it says in the Bible that he hanged himself. To me, when I read that, it almost reads, he remembered where he came from.
Yeah.
And what did he say to himself? He said, even the slaves in my father's house.
Yeah.
Even the slaves in my father's house eat better than this.
Yeah.
And they live better than this.
Yeah.
Oh, if I could just go back. If I could just go back to my father's house and be a slave, I'll be all right.
Yeah.
Because that's where the blessings are. That's where the food is. If I can just get back to where God is, where my Father is, I'll be all right. You see, it may not be that we encourage ourselves with how much God has brought us from. Sometimes it's just remembering where He brought us from. Sometimes it's remembering where I was grown up at and where I can get food at. You see, my son Sean, he's 4 years old. And Mom, he took him outside one time and let him pick tomatoes from the vine. And to this day, Sean will go outside sometimes and he'll grab a tomato from the vine and eat it. Because he knows where to get food from. You see, when I'm at my lowest lows, I always remember, you know what, I can go back to church and get fed. I just need to get back to where I can get food. And then I'll be all right. You may be going through a valley. You may be going through a hard time. And your life may be in shambles. You may be thinking, where am I going to go? What am I going to do? God has already said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I will be with you always, even at the end of the world. God is already there, just waiting for you. If we go to the prodigal son, it says that when his father was looking out the window, wasn't telling me, and God just waited for you to move. And it says that he didn't wait for his son to come to the door and knock and be asked to be back in the house. It says when the father saw his son break away, he ran to him and hugged him around his neck. God's just waiting for you to get a battle over him.
That's
all he's waiting for. He's waiting for you to say, you know what? I remember my day goes through like David did. He cursed himself to the Lord and said, I need to go to the Father. Bring it to me. So I may pray. And when the Father said, shall I pursue him? Shall I overtake him? And I love God's response. Pursue. You need to start pursuing your life back. Start pursuing that mountaintop. Don't stop in the valley. As they sing the songs, we stand. I ask that if you are feeling low, if you feel like God is just putting it through another valley, I ask you to come and give it over.
Will there be a next time?
Always a next time.
Will grace be?
look at
Job and his life, and he probably went through the biggest valley that anybody ever went through. Lost everything. Lost his family, lost his kids. That's enough for me. If you lose your kids, that's just enough for me. I don't know how anybody can come through. My kids are precious to me. My kids. That's my life. Job lost everything. And they came to him and they told him to curse God. And they said, what have you done? And Job didn't do anything wrong. It's just a valley that he had to go through. And it says that Job said, you know what? I've been looking for God. And I'm paraphrasing here. I look forward. He's not in front of me. So I turned around and looked behind me. He wasn't there either. I looked to the left and the right and he wasn't on either side. But he knoweth the way that I take.
Yes.
He knoweth the way that I take. And when I come through, he already knew he's going to come through.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll be all right. When I come through, I'll be just gold. Tried by fire.
You see, God, sometimes it's like, where are you at? And Job, when he said on the left hand where he doth work. See, sometimes God's just working. God's just working for us. God has got something in store for you. He knows where you're going. He knows the way that you take. Don't forget that. He knows the way that you take. Because, I guess I'm just on a fix on this psalm. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my downsetting, mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. I love that. It is high. I cannot attain it. Whether I shall go from the Spirit, or whether shall I flee from thy presence, if I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. No matter how far you may feel like you're from God, he's right there. He's holding you. I love that. And thank you for your prayers. And they're going to sing this final verse, I believe. But that's what God has laid upon my heart tonight. I appreciate your time.
Did he deliver Moses? Did he comfort old Elijah? Walk up Golgotha, the past in hope.
there to be my Father. Go there to be with Him where I'll live forevermore. And I'm a child of the King. Amen. That's enough. Even though I'm worried that walls of Jasper, gates of pearl, or streets of gold, I still want to go. I still want to go because my Savior's there. He's there. I thank God. I'm going to stop. I thank God. Today for God to fill my soul.
In case you're going to sing that last verse one more time, because somebody needs to move tonight. You know your heart. You and God knows what's going on. As we brought the message this morning, as God searches out your heart, no matter what you might try to hide, God knows all about it. He knows exactly what's got you brokenhearted. He knows what's got you, sometimes even gets us infuriated with life. Anybody else ever been mad at just at the circumstances that's going on around you? God knows all about it. What you need to do is just bring it to Him and ask Him to help you. And folks, we shy away from God, but it's the same God that saved us that said that when if you ever have a problem, if you ever have a need, bring it unto me. Bring it unto me. Let me fight your battle. Let me help you with that which has got you so down and out. I was talking to a guy yesterday, and this guy told me that he used to go to church all the time. He said, I quit going because, he said, those folks that talk one way in church, you get them outside of church, and they talked in a different manner. They talked about each other and all the things. And he said, I just quit going. He said, I went Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, and Saturday night. And I told him, I said, you ought not allow that bad example stop you from serving the Lord. You ought not let that. There is no church that is worth you losing your relationship with God over. None. Because God is the most important relationship that we have in life. Without Him, you don't have life. But with Him, you have all things that you stand in need of. So I ask you tonight, this message has gone out. And I don't want you to just get back a little bit of what you had. I don't want you to just get through. But I want you to get all that God has in store for you. You say, well, how much does He have in store for me? There is no limit to what God can do for you and yours if you'll just serve Him. While she sings this last verse in chorus, would you follow your heart tonight? You, as church, you know this song. Listen at this. It talks about everybody else He delivered.
Deliver Moses.
Yes.
Did He comfort old Elijah?
Yes, listen
and
at that.
Was David,
David was a part of it.
A part of this great promise.
Yes.
To me.
Did God's Son
did
rise
God's
out of
son
Judah?
Rise out of Judah.
Yes. He walked up Golgotha. Yes.
It holds the power.
That's right.
Of His promise to
go
me.
Back now. Yes.
Go
tell the devil I'm going back to where the Lord gave me the victory so that you can't get the victory anymore. Bless her today. Anybody else that needs to step out? Anybody else that needs to come? The devil's got the victory too long in your life. It's time that you allow the Lord to fight that battle for you. Yes. Anybody else that needs to move tonight? You just follow your heart and allow God to move. Rob, you come up here and help them sing a verse of a song, if you would. Lead us in that just as I am. Trey, you got something on your heart? Go right ahead, buddy. You follow your heart. He'll get ready to sing.
Many times here on earth I walk through dark valleys and I question, O Lord, It will seem but a shadow when on top of Mount Zion I'll stand. Someday I shall stand on the top of Mount Zion, and I'll get to look into Canaan's fair land. I'll sing and I'll shout when I reach that city. Oh, I'll never walk in the valley again. Someday I shall walk through this lonely valley. But Jesus, my Lord, will hold to my hand. May thanks be to God. It will seem but a shadow when on top of Mount Zion I'll stand. Someday I shall stand on the top of Mount Zion, and I'll get to look into Canaan's fair land. I'll sing and I'll shout when I reach that city. Oh, I'll never walk in the valley again.
I was thinking about singing that song, and you know, the devil started getting on me. Said, "Well, he just preached about walking in the valley and being on the mountain." And I said, "Well, they're just gonna think I thought that out, and that I just wanted to sing it because it fit in real well." But that's not what I was trying to do. I just wanted to follow the Lord, and I'm real thankful to be here. I was sitting in church at Lima this morning, and right in the middle of my grandpa preaching, it just kind of came over my heart that I need to be here tonight, and I'm thankful for what I felt. And I was sitting back there reading a little bit, and there's a spot that says, "Rejoice in the Lord."
Yes.
I ain't going to be able to quote just right, but that's something what you're on. And if you've got salvation, rejoice in the Lord.
Amen.
I've been in and out of church since I've been saved. I was saved when I was 6 years old. But the greatest joy I've ever had was when I'm living for the Lord.
Yeah.
You know, I've had a lot of success. God's really blessed me. I love to play sports. I've won games and I've lost games. And no matter how much I practice, I'll never win all my games.
That's right.
But God has a greater victory than me being able to win any game I've ever played. Life, while we're here, is just a test. Who loves the Lord? Who wants to go home with Him? I'm glad when I was 6 years old that I accepted that call. I actually laid down on the front bench. I thought I was sick. But, you know, my dad, he asked me, "Do you want to go pray?" And I told him no. But really, in my heart, there was a greater sickness in my life than just me not feeling good. And the Lord, He gave me what I needed. And I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful to be here.
Bless you, Travis. Amen. Good, good preaching tonight. Good testifying. Haven't you enjoyed being in the house of the Lord? These songs, everything that's taken place, I'm so thankful for every one of them. And we'll look for Mike and Trey to come back. You guys open any time that you Lord lays upon your heart to come and preach for us. Brandon knows that as well. You come because they've got a word to share that God's put in their heart. And folks, I'm telling you, it's good to hear when God sends it by our way. And we appreciate all of you being here this evening in this service, but most of all, we thank God for what we have felt down in our soul, knowing that He has showed up and blessed us. Sister Kathy, you got anything on your heart tonight?
Yes, I'd like to thank you for your message, because it was on my heart this week to talk to Jim about the birthday. And when he left my house, I got on my knees and I asked God, you know, I just feel dry. I just feel like I'm not doing enough. You know, I don't know. I just want to praise Him tonight for what He does for us and through prayer. And I just feel like that, you know, we don't do enough for Him. I don't care what we do for Him. We don't do enough. We get so busy with our lives and other things. And that's what happened to me. I don't know, you know. Sometimes He leaves us just a little bit of quiet just to bring us back there.
Yes.
So I just praise Him. Thank you tonight.
Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. And for all of you that God with us. I'll tell this and then we'll close.